This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so I need to know if I'm the jerk for something that happened to me at a local restaurant last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you sitting here buttering me up with, oh, wow.
I know. I was buttering you up with gifts right before I asked if I'm the jerk on purpose. Okay.
I'll still say it.
So if you missed it, I got DZ a shirt that says Los Bears in Spanish.
This
because
is tough.
Even though the Bears suck, he likes them. And yeah, he's Colombian. Okay. So this is what happened. I don't think anything like this has ever happened. I feel like I got put in a horrible position by a local restaurant.
Ooh.
And then I was made out to be the jerk by the position I had to be in.
What's up with us getting put in positions by people in public, bro? Same thing happened to us this weekend. But
I want to be left alone. It was the day last week. I was having a rough day, and Hudson and I went to the bookstore to, you know, just like a coping skill.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm having a rough day. Let's go to the bookstore.
Y'all went to HPB.
We did Half Price Books. And when we got done at Half Price Books, we wanted dinner. And he goes, let's roll through Cafe Zupas.
Yum.
Which is my spot, baby.
He knew what to say.
So we were in Brookfield. So they're all in that same shopping center on Blue Mound. So went in and made my order on the app. It said it will be ready in 8 minutes.
Perfect.
I said, great. It says pull up to the drive-thru. So they have one line in the drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
They have
okay.
a pull-ahead line, and then you can order. But
order
once
line.
You order, you're in line.
You don't got to wait.
Well, I pulled up to the window, and I said, hi. Order for Allie. It's supposed to be ready at 5:52, and now it's like 5:54 or something.
I'm here.
And she goes, okay. And she goes, oh. You know what? Can you pull right up to the stop sign right in front of yourself, and then we'll bring it right out? And I'm thinking, so if I pull up to the stop sign, now somebody's behind me, but they can't get out. So why am I only pulling up to block the, it? Like, either you have it or you don't.
Only that narrow little space to get out.
She didn't have me pull to a to-go spot. She had me pull up and
to
block
the stop sign.
To the stop sign and block the people
the
and the rest of the people
yeah,
in the drive.
Yeah, but you were blocking the rest of the drive.
So I'm like, well, she must be running it out before she serves the person at the window.
You're like, sure, let me, yeah, sure,
no,
whatever.
She did not. She gave the person at the window their food, who then pulled
behind
up
you?
And started honking at me. And I'm like, dude,
I can't leave, guy.
I've been waiting here for food that was supposed to be ready 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me to pull here, not into a to-go spot, which I happily would have done. But then you have to cross the street, which is why she doesn't want to do it. The
oh,
worker doesn't want to do it.
It would have made it further for her to walk. Okay,
so
I got it.
The guy's honking at me now.
The guy behind you had already got their food.
And I get out of the car now after I've wanted nothing but to just get my food and go home.
Go home.
I walk into the restaurant now. Everybody's in there.
Uh-huh.
And I go, hi, to the girl. I go, I'm waiting on my food, and now the guy's honking at me. And she goes, he's honking at you? All surprised. I go,
yeah.
And she goes,
dude wants to get out of here like me.
You know what she says to me? She says, well, I told him to pull up and that you'd be moving shortly. Who gives somebody their food in a drive-thru and then says, but hold on, that car in front of you is going to move in a couple of minutes.
Were they new?
I don't know. I was like, this isn't real. So I go into the, I walk in, you know, like I said, because she, yeah, and she's holding my food. She's holding the bags, about to walk outside. I'm like, you did this wrong. You should have served me and then him, you dummy.
Yeah, she messed that up. She had to have been new because
everybody's staring at me in the restaurant, and I'm like, where's our food?
I need my food, bro. You got me out here waiting. Now you tell the guy behind me to pull up to me that I'm leaving in a second when you still haven't even brought me my food out.
I ordered my food 10 minutes before this guy. I saw him ordering when I pulled up. I have ordered on the app.
I wouldn't have got on my car. I would have. I'm proving a point.
Yeah, but think about this.
Dude behind me has to see them bring me my food.
I had to look them in the eye.
Yeah,
and so when I get out of the car, he's going, what the hell? And I go, she told me to wait here.
Yeah.
So think about this. The guy in the car is going, I don't care. Move out of the way if you're going to go inside. But I'm thinking, no, screw them. So as I walk inside, you know, and I grab the food from her, she's like, oh, I told him you'd be. She goes, she was all shocked. He's honking at you?
What would you have done, Goofy?
He's honking at me.
He wants to leave.
You trapped him in the drive-thru for no reason whatsoever.
So what'd you say? What'd you say next?
So I took the food and I walked out and he's like, you know, yelling and they're all
going crazy.
The whole car's going off on me. The whole car hates me and I don't blame them because I look like a jerk because I didn't move. I went in and got my food and then I moved. And I was like, I'm not pulling across the street at this restaurant to go then walk in and get my food that should have already been handed to me before she served the car behind me. So I know it's a confusing story. But are you following?
Arguably, they told you not to do that, though. They said don't pull forward. They said stop at the stop sign and we're going to bring your food right up.
Yes. So, and then they didn't bring it. They served the guy behind me. And then he started honking like, get out of my way.
No, I'm waiting for my food at the place they told me to wait for.
You don't think I'm a jerk?
Man, only thing you're a jerk for is getting out the car.
I would have made it the point. They were honking so hard.
I would have just flipped the bird to the dude behind me, and then he would have felt bad when they saw them bring my food out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, see? Stupid. Yeah. I was waiting.
Yeah. I don't know who.
I don't know.
Who's
but
in charge is I what get, I want to know. What
I
the
get
hell?
Your concept of I need to go inside and look them in the eye and go, hey, there's a guy out here berating me.
I didn't know where to go if I didn't.
Yeah.
If I didn't go inside, where did I go? I wasn't told to go
this
anywhere. She wouldn't have been able to find me. So I'm like, I'm going in to get my food and this guy can wait. And now, but this guy's mad at me.
So,
like, I didn't even do anything and now I'm the bad. Are you seeing why I got put in a bad position by the restaurant?
Dude behind you had no clue what was going on and had his food and was ready to go.
Like, get out of the way. And so, I'm like,
for all we know, let's just say he had some timely experience that he had to get to. And I would have myself gone, hey, can you move, please, maybe? Get out the way. Like, we're in a drive-thru for a reason. If you were going to go inside, I would have parked. He doesn't know that you were told to stop at that stop sign.
Thank you. He didn't care, though. He was like, I don't care. Just move.
Yeah.
Somebody said the same thing happened to me at McDonald's. I did the same thing, and it was so embarrassing for me. Yeah, I was embarrassed. Like, I was horrified because I had to get out while these people are yelling at me. And I'm like, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand.
I think the whole interaction is jerky. I don't think you're the one that did it, though.
I could have moved.
Could've.
And I didn't. That's why it's like, but I don't regret anything I did.
It wouldn't have been easy for you to move, if that makes any sense. It wouldn't have been easy for you to go park when they had literally told you, hold on, your food's going to be right out. Because say you did go move to let that guy get out the way, then that girl would have coincidentally, you know how the world works.
Yeah.
That girl would have walked out with your bags of food and been like, you moved and I told you to stop right there.
Yeah, no, forget you.
You feel me?
Carl and Indy said, the store is the jerk for placing you in a bad place. You're not the jerk for putting yourself in the position like this. I swear, all I did was order my food ahead of time on the app, pull up at the appropriate time, and then get told to sit in the drive-thru blocking other people that they then gave food to, and then I get honked at as I'm waiting. I don't understand.
You ordered on the app to try to get ahead of it, and it still didn't work.
I know the store is a jerk. Don't get me wrong. Like, I know they screwed up.
Sure.
The question is, am I the jerk for refusing to pull out of the way for the guy behind me who already got his food? Because I'd do it all. I would not pull forward.
You made him wait because you had to wait, kind of.
And I had ordered way before him. Way before him.
Kind of.
My order was in when I pulled in and he was ordering. My order should have been ready when he was placing his order. I gotta
hold you down because
you.
I don't think you were jerky for the reaction because you're like, this is on the restaurant. This isn't on me.
I know they are jerky for that, but the fact that I refused to move.
You could have gone, you know what? Ugh, screw it. That's the restaurant's fault. I'm parking. I'm going in. I'm still about to lay into him. Let me at least let this guy get out from behind me and not block the rest of the drive through. Because say there was another car behind him. Now you're blocking two people from getting out. Ooh, I can see how somebody could call you a jerk. It's just not me that somebody. I'm not that somebody.
You're not the jerk. The workers are. Yeah, I know. But am I the jerk for refusing to pull a forward? 414-533-1037. I was blocking the guy behind me, and I was like, he's going to wait.
He's going
to
wait, bro.
Because they told me to wait.
They told me to wait, so you going to wait, too.
Sorry.
They didn't tell you to wait?
I ordered my food 20 minutes before you, my guy. You're going to wait.
I wait. You wait, sucker.
All right. Am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward in the drive-thru since I was blocking the guy after they told me to block the guy?
Yeah, but you could have. You could have moved.
But
you
I wasn't gonna. Moved.
You could have been courteous.
We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I want to know if I am the jerk for refusing to pull forward in the drive-through when I was getting food with my son Hudson the other day, because basically they told me to pull up to the stop sign and said, we'll bring your food right out. But what they did was they served the car behind me.
So now the car behind you is going, okay, I'm ready to leave. Mm-hmm. Why is this car in front of me not moving? You're going, I was told to wait.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I want to know if I'm the jerk for how this all went down. So let's go to the phones. You know, I'm going to start with Courtney and Racine this morning.
Okay.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What up, dog?
Okay, am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward when the guy behind me got his food? Honestly.
Absolutely not. Because the restaurant, A, should have had your food ready.
True.
But people need to learn patience. Like, I understand it's a drive-thru, but he watched you walk in with no bag and watched you walk out with a bag.
That's also a fair point.
He was thinking, but his thing was I should have pulled out of his way before I went in and got my food. And I was like, no, they told me to pull up to the stop sign. I'm not moving, because then I would have to go. If there was somewhere easy to pull, it would have been different. It's literally,
you gotta pull into the parking
that
lot.
Cafe Zupa's on Blue Mound. It's a horrible setup. Whoever designed it sucks. The Hooters used to be there. You can't park without walking across the street. Yeah. It's a disaster. As far as engineering wise, anyone sure. who goes there knows what I'm talking about. So I was not going to pull across the street to park because it was not, it doesn't work.
Well, then they would have had to walk across the street, and that's why they told you not to park. Well, that's why they told you to park and not drive over to the parking lot.
Exactly.
Exactly. And not only that, I feel like when you get told to go in a to-go spot, sometimes they forget about you. Mm-hmm. And then you're just sitting there for longer.
That's a valid point. They do be forgetting about you in that moment because they're serving now the next person and the next person. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, you blocking it. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Courtney.
Look, Courtney's. Thank you. You're a genius. Thanks for calling.
You're a genius.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you back. Bye.
All right, let's go to, oh my gosh, Gary in Sheboygan.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
These Wait, people, Gary?
You gotta dust off the theme song.
This Gary?
All of a sudden you throw a private party for the regulars and everybody starts popping up all of a sudden. Look at that.
Out of the woodworks.
Oh, Gary. Where you been?
Crazy.
I've been busy working. I knew they were gonna start
popping up out of nowhere, these regulars.
He's been delivering these packages. It's been your busy season, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. No, it's good to hear from you, Gary. What up?
Am I the jerk for not pulling ahead in the drive-thru? She told me to pull up to the stop sign. I did. She then served the guy behind me, who then honked at me wondering why I wasn't moving. But then she said, oh, I was about to bring your food out. I told him to wait.
You ain't gotta be nice just because you ain't called him forever, Gary.
Why should the guy behind me have to wait? It makes no sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
It makes zero sense.
I don't think you're the jerk.
Okay.
This reminds me of that one caller that called in about him not pulling up in the fast food line. He just denies it. That's what you should have done. You should have just been like, no, I'm not going to pull up, and just stayed there and waited.
Stayed there.
Yeah, the system is bad. Well, and honestly, she would have come out like, 2 minutes later? Because when I walked in, she was holding my bags of food.
She was getting ready to walk out.
She was like, oh, I was about to bring it to you. I told him to hold on. That's just, I don't understand. You got to turn the radio down, Gary. It's making me crazy. But I'm already agitated because of the whole situation. And now reliving it. No, it's not your fault. Reliving it is actually stressing me out again.
Is it really?
Because it was put me in such a messed up position.
It did put you in a weird hole of like.
The only one who was distressed was me.
No, the guy behind you was distressed too. He'd had zero patience in that moment.
You know what I mean? The girl working was fine though. She was great.
She was shocked that anybody was honking. She said, what?
What?
At honking?
No. I told him to wait.
Sure you did.
God. All right, Gary. Thanks for calling. I'll send you an invite to the party since you said I'm not the jerk.
Good to hear from you, man. Have a great day. Peace. Love, man.
All right. So am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward because they literally blocked me in? I had ordered my food on the app. It was supposed to be ready when I pulled up. I was still waiting 10 minutes past that. They served the guy behind me who pulled up and ordered it on site. By the way, I saw it.
You saw it. You watched him order on site. I was going to say, that's one thing.
So they served him before they even, the whole thing was not handled well.
Even less of a jerk because you had ordered on the app to try to get ahead of all of this nonsense. Another layer that really goes, man, you served the guy that pulled up to the drive-thru before the person that ordered on the app to get up out of there.
Thank you.
Yeah. They should have a whole designated different area where you don't got to go through the drive-thru. You just pull up, say you're here, and they bring it up out there.
And then they merge into one. It doesn't make any sense.
Two separate lanes completely. Yeah, but that's not a solution. This is am I the jerk.
You know, I love cafe zupas.
So it's delicious.
Maybe that's why I'm distraught. Because I love it so much, I don't want to deal with this nonsense. I just want to go there and have a good experience.
Good experience.
All right. Anna is calling from Milwaukee. Last but not least, all these regulars coming back in the new year.
All of a sudden, we get a party going down.
You could be a regular, too. You just got to call 5 days in a row, get your own theme song.
Like Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna. Good morning.
I try every day to get through. I can't get through.
Okay. Touche, girl.
I believe you. You're in, Anna. Don't worry. All right. Am I the jerk for not pulling up when they served the guy behind me and then said, just hold on. She'll be moving shortly.
You holding a broom or are you calling her jerk?
No, I'm holding the broom, not the jerk.
Thank you.
Sweep it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, the guy is the jerk. I mean, he knows you're going to pull up because you're waiting for your food. You're not just pulling up because you just want to sit there.
Check your phone real quick.
We both got put in bad positions by the store.
Yeah. That's true.
That's what happened. Yeah. She should have brought me my food, then handed him his. He would not have known the difference had she walked out and handed me my food, and then he would not have known.
Or somebody else in the drive-thru hands
it. Food, let him pull up behind me, while she still hasn't brought mine out, makes absolutely no sense.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, okay. And he only got his food because they pulled you to the side.
Yeah, and it was easier for her to hand it. Yeah.
Low-key, Anna's right.
She didn't want to walk outside.
Waiting behind you anyway.
Like Gary was saying, had you refused him and like, no, I'll wait for my food here and not move from the drive-thru, he would have known
and never
expected or known anything different.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Exactly. Okay.
Sweep it out. Dustpan it all.
Yeah, I love you now. Anna, you know what? Invites in the mail. See you soon. Goodbye.
See you this weekend. Bye.
All right. So honestly, it was a bad situation all around. And I was like, I don't know much, but I know I'm bringing this up on the radio because I have never in a drive-thru been put in a place to block somebody else by the restaurant.
And you can't get out
either.
And then
I'm standing there going, now what? Like, what do I do next?
Think of a road rager.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I would rager that, like, maybe would have, like, tried to move you out the way, let's just say, right? Because the world's a crazy place and you never know who's at Cafe Zupas.
It is. You're right. Well, I'm there, so I'm crazy. I mean, what do you expect?
I said the world's a crazy place. You never know who's at Cafe Zupas. Good thing you were in front, not behind.
Look, fix your system so that I can come there every day like I love to, okay? Thanks, Zupas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.